Chapter 107, Eating from the Side of the Vessel. 744. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'Blessing descends upon food in its middle, so eat from the sides of the vessel and do not eat from its middle.'" At-Tirmidhi and Abu Dawud. Commentary. This hadith tells us that if a few people or members of the same family recite the name of Allah and take meal at the same table, a twofold benefit will accrue to them. Their hunger will be sated with their subsistence, being given the divine blessing. And if they do otherwise, the result will be otherwise too. 745. Abdullah bin Basir radiallahu anhu reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, had a large bowl called Al-Ghara, which would be carried by four men. One day, when the companions finished their duha, forenoon optional prayer, Al-Ghara was brought full of sopped bread, meat, and broth, and they sat down around it. When their number increased, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, sat down on his knees and rested on the soles of his feet. A Bedouin said to him, 'What sort of sitting is that?' Thereupon the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'Verily, Allah has made me a courteous slave, not a fierce tyrant.' Then he said, 'Eat from the sides of the bowl and leave the central part of it so that your food will be blessed.'" Abu Dawud. Commentary. Here too we are told to eat collectively and from our side of the table. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, calls it the blessed way. There is also a provision for sitting with bent knees while resting on one's soles. Moreover, the excellence of the Messenger of Allah as well as his humility are brought to our knowledge.